Welcome to Heyoka King Podcast, episode number 2. This is the truth about life, friendos. Sometimes something always sticks, sometimes something always stays. And you would never have to assume that it's some addiction to watching the world decay around us. As we try to step our way into what we're doing in life, we realize art uniquely as a language. Don't be too abstract. Be thought-provoking and simple. It's a very good posture. You're too complex in your mind. You're too complex in how you speak. I get lost in the world when I wonder what the world is, but I wouldn't say I've just worked. You know, I've done shit. I wouldn't say that I'm ungrateful for things I've done in life. I just don't know what I'm doing. But I'm getting it done. Somehow, wow, I don't know what I'm doing. And I only say that because, you know, I'm actually putting an effort. Because my mind has been not necessarily a self-sabotaging creature. But it's an atlas notice of who I am. The world and I are the same being, and not in the sense of like your soul and the connection to all things in the universe. I mean the world itself. Apparently, you'd think that the energy would exasperate from the earth more, but it only really seems so. The majority of the energy on this planet is just recycled back into this planet. Because, you know, when we have an atmosphere that's pretty freeing. I mean, if you look at the concept of Mars that had life on it, that was easily vanquished when we landed on Mars. Just microbacteria, because they don't have an atmosphere. We have certain conditions that make our planet very livable. I mean, of course, there's a way for something living anything, but you got to face the feats of the mindsets. Is you got fish under the ocean, in the deepest parts of the ocean, that have evolved to endure the crushing weights. But they just lay chilling down there. They're not even like up here. We only find them up here dead, or if we go down there. And we barely go down there. And when we do, we always see something. That's what the world is, man. You will evolve out of your fucking reasoning. And you'll come back as another person or a fucking dog. A nice little cat. You know, you come back as a bird. But I just feel lost while I'm getting it all done. Because I've not fallen necessarily in love and had a family. I mean, I look at how many families that I know that started like way younger than me, and they're already gone. They're all torn apart. I know people that might be dating. I know people that are obviously married, but you know, I know people that got married, you know, professionally at the age of like fucking 26 at least, which I think is ideal if you can get enough hard work done to get where you need to be out of high school. That gives you fucking 8 years. Wait. 18 to 26? That is, that's 8, yeah. You know what's cool? Anything you multiply 6 by has the number in it. Besides 12. Oh, wait, yeah, it does, 2. 6 times 2 is 12. 6 times 24. Oh, wait. 6 times 4 is 24. You see, 6 times 3. Oh, yeah, 6 times 8. Fuck. Does it stop working at some point? I don't know. Maybe I'm still a little in it, if you know what I mean. Damn. 8 times 5. Is it only even numbers that make it divisible? Because 8 times 6. Eight times three is 36. I think. Wait, 8 times 3 is 24? Uh-oh. Never mind, guys. I thought there was like some math rule about that. Maybe I'm just fucking insane. But either way, that was an Atlas by Laurel Halo. Pretty nice. It was pretty long too. Fuck. Or maybe it was that peaceful. I'm just doing shit. Do I necessarily want to go to school? Not really, but I do want to have a good career. I don't know. I know people that just party and go to concerts. Damn. I've never been to a concert, man. I don't know what it's like. Probably if I went to one, I'd want to go to another one. I don't know. You could almost say that I say myself as some sort of ravaging beast. In my fucking head. Sometimes I'm just lost to my memories. Not because they're painful, but because it's confusing the things I chose to do rather than doing the things I really wanted to do. And maybe that's not that smart. No fucking way. There's a fucking grass, a cricket in my fucking room. Is that a cricket or a bee? Hey, you. No way. That's a big fucking spider, huh? What are you doing in there, buddy? Is that a big spider or a cricket? Fuck out of my fucking room, cricket. Where the fuck did you go? Get out of here. I don't want you in here. You're not lucky. You're fucking huge. You look like a fucking spider, man. Get out of my fucking room. Are you on my fucking pants? Where the fuck did that cricket go? Damn. Fucking hell. That cricket. That
The bloody damn cricket sure gave me a fucking spook, but it also gave me an anger, because I thought it was one of those down there poisonous spiders, or venomous, whatever it is. I don't like that thing.
I don't know where the fuck it went. I don't like it. That thing's going to be chirping. That thing's probably like a scorpion death stinger, like issue number 7. And that thing's sent as an assassin to kill me right now, probably. I'm kidding. I'm not that delusional because of marijuana. I'm a Hioka King. It's all just some sort of strange circus play that I initiated before I completely lose my mind. That's the fucking prospect of it all, isn't it? I am losing my mind, you could say. But I'm doing my best to get it back. Don't get me wrong. Get all lost that I have been. And that's what the path towards the dismembered memories, the dismemories of my shattered shackles of existence tied down into a malicious realm of my own delusions brought into my actions through grandeur and preciseness. Vividly becoming a monster by testing the variables of society. Society acts in very unique ways where I've noticed as some sort of strange creature that this world has bridged itself to following not a mindset, but a behavior trend. As herd animals, it's almost like they're... Oh, is that that fucking cricket? Hey. Are you? No, it's a fucking strain. Oh, God. The world that you exist in is manufactured by your actions. If you enjoy doing something, then you just fucking do it. If you think about it. No, not free thinking. It's just thinking. It's still thinking if you try to be... follow a trend. It's just not as... you know... defined. If you're following some... popular... behavior. A mantle. Develop yourself and express that. Sometimes I chose the dark realm of drugs and malicious pursuit, criminal lifestyle, because I felt sickened by the idea that the good of the world wouldn't at least knock me into a little kickstep. You know, I'm a little envious of how the world does things. It's not that I'm confused that I can't do it. I know I can fucking do shit. I always get it done. I just have to freak out about it long enough, you know? And then I usually get something done. My room's falling into chaos. The evil red lights have taken over my bedroom. Oh no, the red LEDs are on. Ryan's room is becoming evil. This isn't good, guys. Entwined by Lustmourne and Karen Park. Alter. It's the realm that I once existed in. Very quiet and gentle. Very calm. No light. Just like a dark place with binding flashes and waves of what light would be. The creativity, aspiration, driven to the force of light and neutrality, or positivity. Positivity, yes. Neutrality would be where they would connect. And then, not really necessarily negativity, but exactly the negative aspect of nothing, of a dark abyss that the creativity waves cycle across and lap through, smashing against each other once and now, creating these fissures of the small creation and mindset. And I exist in this realm that is very peaceful. But I hate myself for how evil the world is and how evil you can be in it. Damn. Sometimes when you think you're evil, you realize there's more evil in the world. You meet other evil. Do you get two mindsets? Be more careful or become more fearsome. That wouldn't even, that, you know, you gotta like protect yourself. But would you ever become an animal and lose your mindset entirely? It's how the world thinks. Say, I don't want this. Such a young age. Confused at how the world is. I noticed these trends as a child. People fucking doing the same shit and around the same. Dude, teenagers? What, I was probably like 8 while they were in the fucking stupid shit. Come on. And yeah, they're doing it. Actually, I don't know if they are. I don't think the Gen Z actually dress stupid. I think they, everyone within the ages, as the ages pass by, you get lost in your head. Because the technology, computer ability, fucking social norms, re-guidance. Am I postulated by my own destruction? Is that the truth of it? Or am I in taste with testing the boundaries of the meta that we do live in, the fucking dataverse of what life is? Time has small steps within these fissures of creativity and activity, where energy exists in a physical form. How precious. But is that necessarily a heinous thing? The world is filled with teeming amounts of unnecessary people. But the thing is, the truth of it is, people can be necessary and meaningful. You understand both aspects, the duality system of thinking. But how can I branch upon that even further from my own mind? Duality is unique. You see the positive, and you see the adjacent malicious up and down scales of any choice or event. But you see them simultaneously with a split mindset. Just try to fixate on the viewpoint through a surrealism standpoint. And then you want to fix on the viewpoint from a physical understanding and unsuspicious aspect. The animal mind is unique as well. the beast mind, you dwell into it and thinks almost like a hollowed creature. These things, they just view activity, they view creativity, they view their art aspirations in such an intensity that it almost feels like their whole energy is driven with intention, with performance in mind. It's almost scary. That was scary as shit. Fuck. I got fucking Billy Whopped. Creatures stepped into my room, it appears. I'm not translucent to the ideas anymore, because that feeling is sinking feeling. And the dark side has invited itself into my bedroom. Once again in my life, my ribs feel aligned and feel if I could just learn how to take advantage of this beast mind a little bit more without depreciating my me mind. But is my me mind not worth having anymore? So I always ask. My me mind is very energetic and, you know, caring and helpful. But is it malicious? Does it have its intent? Am I actually a narcissist? Or am I just understanding of the fact that people tell me I am? But more than I am willing to accept the light bringing creature of the abyss that I am, that I'm some terrible, defined creature. I try to do well. Bring people together, it's tough. It is. There's nothing you can do about it, though. Because in the end, things always be getting more evil. You want to fight a bad guy. You really just can't do that anymore, can you? Enjoyed this. Really even knew it. You'd say, oh fuck. Oh, screw it. And if you ever wanted to sell off on the personality in which it drew upon itself, and cast yourself besides the blood and pain of cuts narrow to one soul, speak forth in a tongue twisted and contorted, much like your body would become in moments of grace and bliss. The hollowness of cobalt and obsidian twisting deep within of itself, consuming my body, became more dense, but my rage became more flaming, you know, eschewed. I guess it is what it is, Dad. I hope you understand. Even though I understand the higher self, divine path, root, seed bullshit, I don't want to get that far just to have a good time. All right, that was Nordius.
By Johan Fame. We got Trees by Maddie Bye. Is that coming up next? This is the Heyoka King podcast. Understand that I'm driven by wisdom and tomfoolery. I'm crazy. I am crazy. I am insane. But I'm wise. So is there no true issue with going to the extent to find out a lie is a lie when in different positions you just sit there like a fool and let it play out? You'd have wisdom and you'd have intuition. Is it better to fixate on an event when you're right about someone that hurt you, something that hurt you, a lie, and you fixate on that? Or can you realize that your intuition would tell you, hey, this isn't a good situation, and just leave it all together? I don't know, man. You just seem like an evil person, they say. And I'm like, I don't know. I've done nothing but be useful, and you got me to a state of realizing that I'm not necessarily sensitive, but I give into my emotions and don't let them bottle up because I don't need any more inside of my head. The more emotions I keep in my head, the surely I will go insane. So I had to let them out every now and then, which is there's times where you can just see fucking tears run out one of my eyes. It's either the right or left one, but sometimes my head feels like it's being compressed. The only thing I can do is let out the insane nature of what it is. Because if I bottle it up, it feels like a fucking hurricane twisting through every neuron, driving me to be more energized, more angry, and more antsy and anxious. And I wouldn't even say anxious, I'd say restless. Yeah. I want to be an animal, I tell myself, deep inside of my head. To think like one, to think primally and barbarically, but still have a duality sense, to think like some sort of sentient towards, you know, whatever the fuck you call society now, bullshit. Social structure dynamic. Is it necessary? You must have some human aspects about you. If you go full, then you'll just go insane. I don't like that fucking ghost lady on this. It's spooky. That's alright. Wait a second. That's a nose. That's a face. That's an ear. Cool. That's awesome. Is that a windmill? It looks like there's blood on it. You know, basically that's the whole point. Is the insane primal darkness inside of me that I welcomed at a younger age is trying to overtake my creative and spiritual existence in life so it can dominate my mind again. The grand purge must be pursued. So far, abstinence of death by choice, disgracement towards the monster that I choose to be. The water here, most aquaphobic. So all you really need to do is not let the world fill itself with all of its structure, and just allow yourself to feel a little free. The like I said, this will be going on Friday, so stay listening.